Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DGS, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Very, 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 very few tickets left for DGS 5, but let's give away a few right now. Caller number 5, I will give you a 4-pack of balcony tickets. Join us this Thursday. If you are not the winner, go to 971talk.com/DGS live and buy your own GD tickets. But for caller number 5, 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. And now we play the waiting game.
We're not doing anything until somebody wins. So hurry up.
And you say thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Do you want to hear the coolest thing I've heard in a long time?
Yeah.
I think of most things. Good things, bad things, weird things, odd things. Mm. I've never had this thought before. This is going to screw Tony Colombo up.
All right. Can't wait to be screwed up.
There's a new kind of conspiracy theory, but it's based on historians. You know what I'm going to say?
The year?
Yes!
What?
I only read the headline, so please explain.
This is nuts. Historians believe this could actually be the year 1722.
I buy it already.
According to some historians, it may not be 2019. It may be 1722. Some say that the period between the 8th and 11th century are very, very poorly documented. The chronology does not add up, and it seems like there are too many inconsistencies for it really to be 300 years. In the 1500s, the Pope switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian, on and on and on and on and on. But long and short of it is, many historians believe it's not 2019, it's 1722. Shut up.
Whoa! Wait.
Now, even if that's complete crap, I've never even had that thought.
No.
Like, you just assume that we can count years.
Yes! Yeah.
But you look back at the Middle Ages.
Why would they?
Yeah, everyone, when Jesus was crucified, everyone's like, all right, now we're in zero. Yeah. Right. Start counting.
Yeah, even that's kind of weird.
Why would they just start counting?
We do not believe you're the Son of God, but let's just start the whole thing over.
So we know that in the 1500s, when the Pope got the act together, we know everything since then is pretty accurate. But before that, it was a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some guy's like, what year is it? 1420. It's 1370. Yeah,
wait,
whatever.
But doesn't that seem awfully specific? We made it for 800 years counting, and then they think the gap is between 800 and 1100?
The people that were living between 800 and 1100 were idiots.
Yeah.
They're complete idiots.
Yep.
Wow.
They just didn't care.
All the cultures in the whole world, nobody was keeping track of those 300 years.
Not one of them.
I'm going to start dating all my documents, 1722.
I think that's a great plan.
Mm-hmm.
No problems will arise.
521, 1722.
I just thought it was just a cool thought. Like, wow, what if we really did count wrong?
I love that
Or what
story.
If they lied to us? Well, what if in 900 someone goes, let's just pretend it's 1300?
Nobody was educated back then.
It's not.
Yeah, they're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, it's not perfect.
Stupid.
It's not perfect. There's no way it's perfect.
Well, that's true. There's no way.
The Dark Ages were the Dark Ages. Like, for 1,000 years, nothing changed.
Right.
The widest I've heard that before. That's amazing. The widest I've heard is that maybe we're off by about 3 years.
Oh, they said whitest.
300.
Whitest.
Yeah.
Yeah. 300 is a lot of years.
It's a lot of years.
I really have a hard time believing that.
It's a big rounding up mistake.
I'm going to assume it's true as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rach.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm in.
I'm going to assume you guys are all idiots.
I'm all in.
Also, did you see that NASA leaked plans for the new moon base?
No.
I didn't know. What? Ooh, I'm going in.
Space
They
news.
Leaked them on purpose?
It is 1722.
I did see that they're contracting all of these different companies to design like a launcher for when they go into space.
Like in 2023.
So what do they do?
In 2023, we put a robot up there, probably a sex robot. And in 2024, the first manned mission, and then by 2028, we start building the moon base.
I'm gonna go see the sex robot. 1731.
We need to get spaceships going again.
Yeah.
I agree.
This is crap.
Kind of dumb that it's not happening currently.
Yeah, so dumb.
Me and Sue talk about it all the time.
Here it is. It's NASA's true. Plans for you moon return and lunar base revealed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that it... I can't really tell in this. I've got to find a better picture of the leaked lunar outpost. Are you seeing the one that has pink and black? That's not good.
The moon base is pink and black?
Yeah, the rendering they're giving it.
And then we'll finally know what the surface of the moon is like.
I thought we already knew that. Oh, that's right.
I wonder if flat earthers will send people to like the launch and stuff to make sure it's legit and what excuses they'll find for why it was fake.
Right?
Yep.
Got headlines?
What a time to be alive.
I'm sorry. Did I steal all of them?
Yeah. I was going to do the 1720 thing. Brought to you by Schnucks. An 8-count of Schnucks hamburger and hot dog buns are just 99 cents today. Swing by Schnucks.
1 second. I was reading over your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and I saw on your Twitter someone saying, you're all saying Schnucks wrong.
Oh, Joey, you don't know what you're talking about.
It rhymes with ducks, like Schnucks.
What?
So we'll tell that to the Schnucks commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not right.
Yeah, he says, I don't know if you'd be willing to share this with the rest of the show.
Yeah, I just did.
I think everyone pronounces Schnucks incorrectly. I think Schnucks should rhyme with ducks.
No.
Or any other word that
I'm going
in.
With him.
Well, you know who says it that way is
flat earthers.
Yes.
Dierbergs.
Camel X broadcast, Mike Shannon. He also says Purina instead of Purina.
I'm going to go with not Mike Shannon on
yep,
this.
Yep, that's what I'd go with.
Here's a shot to write.
Autumn, our Get front up. Desk receptionist, who we all love dearly, when she was first here, she's young.
Yo, this is great.
Said, hey, does anyone know, do we have a Mike Shannon that works here?
That is my story. I'm the one who walked in and she said, I've got somebody on the phone. Does a Mike Shannon work here? And I thought she was kidding.
I love it.
That is great.
Love
She's
it so much.
She's pretty cute.
Swinging a home run if it's fair. It's foul.
Well, Ben Carson is clashing with Democrats over his proposal to block illegal immigrants from public housing. Democrats are calling it despicable. A recent HUD study found roughly 25,000 households are in a situation with illegal immigrants living there, including 55,000 children with legal status. Ben Carson says if you read the rule carefully, you will see that it provides a 6-month deferral on request if they've not found another place to live. It can be renewed twice for a total of 18 months.
Okay. Am I the only person who thinks that if you are legal... And we know you're now, if you fool us, okay. But if you are illegal and we know you're illegal, you shouldn't get jack crap.
No.
You but are the not problem, the only person who thinks so.
But the problem is they were given something. So then when you take it away, then you look like a jerk.
I get it.
Tough.
I just think we should. I would not have believed that someone who sneaks into our country could get anything.
Right.
I find it hard to believe that there are people that take the opposing point of view to that.
Yes.
I can't imagine what the logic is. I mean, on an individual basis, if you bring me a person and say, are you going to take this person's milk away? Okay. But as a policy, that makes perfect
because
sense.
Because it's based entirely on emotions. It's based on how could you do this? This is despicable. This is terrible. I mean, I don't often agree with Ben Carson, but if he's giving you the opportunity to defer for up to 18 months, they're giving you a chance to find something else. It's not like people are out on their butts with nowhere to go immediately.
No other country is expected to just do
that. Oh my
God. Right! It's mind-boggling.
You don't go into any other country and go, okay, where's my free health care and where's my free house? But here, it's just expected.
How dare you?
And yeah, it's offensive.
Johnny Walker Lind of the American Taliban set to walk free this Thursday.
Boy, should we rename Andrew now?
Probably. Probably needs a new nickname now that this guy's going to be walking free.
Yeah.
That's where it all started.
Remind me of his story, please.
Andrew was born in Alton.
just outside the gate.
That's right. Outside the gated community.
Just outside.
No, he's just some punk kid that went over there to fight for the Taliban. Mm-hmm.
And then he got captured.
And how long has he been?
He was an American.
Since probably 2002 or 3.
That's right. I couldn't remember.
It looks like he was arrested in 2001.
Yeah. And when Andrew started here, Dave said, do you guys remember that American Taliban? This guy looks like that guy. And that's where the name came from.
I gotcha. The super chill part about the story is that he is considered as radicalized as he was in 2001.
Let him go.
Yeah.
Give him a free apartment.
That'll work out fine.
He hasn't, like, said...
He has not...
Really?
Denounced anything, no.
Huh. So it's not like ISIS Bride, who wants back into Alabama and says, I made a big mistake.
No, he's not even as good as ISIS Bride.
Wow.
This will be my final story here. Beverly Hills could be the first city to ban the sale of all tobacco products. They're set to vote this evening on an ordinance that would ban the sale of cigarettes, cigars, and other tobacco products in all retail locations.
Yeah, I just saw that, what's his name? The Worm. Mitch McConnell.
I thought you were talking about Dennis Rodman.
Introducing legislation that you have to be 21 to buy cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell's the worm inside the apple.
Oh, okay.
Got it. Or Droopy Dog.
Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 4:30. Earlier when we were interviewing Speaker Tim Jones, Rachel jumped in with a question. He's like, what a great question. And then when the segment was over, she's like, he said that a great question. And it makes me laugh because every time someone says that to me, I just beam. It's like the obvious thing. It happens, hey, great question. But I'm like, And I just got an email from Credit Karma that says, you're seriously the best, David. And I'm embarrassed at how good it made me feel. They're just trying to sell me tax consultations. But it would have been one thing if, like, my credit score went way up. I'm like, oh, right. That's legit. They're just trying to sell me something. You're seriously the best, David. And I was like, hey.
I am the best.
Thanks Credit guys. Karma.
Thank you.
As a listener, someone recognizes anytime it. I hear somebody say, good question, I analyze it to death, asking, was that just a crutch that they're using to give themselves an extra 2 seconds to think of an answer? Or was that actually a good question?
Tim Jones was definitely not doing that with me.
No, clearly.
Wow. Yeah.
That question was good.
Right.
I don't know if you ever heard this expression before, but I think he just threw shade at you.
Mm. No. No, I analyzed that one and came out.
I'm secure enough to know Rachel. That my question was great.
It was. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember the time.
Probably the best question I've ever heard asked of anyone.
Yeah, same.
Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
There are
very few people who call me David.
Yeah.
And when they do, it was my mother who's passed away, or my wife.
And Credit Karma.
I'm in serious trouble.
Oh, yeah. If I hear David Allen Glover, I just fall down and show my belly.
If I hear Anthony, even my mom doesn't. Nobody.
Yeah.
It's obviously somebody selling something.
Yeah.
If I get an Anthony, because that is not somebody that knows me.
I bet I was 14 before anyone called me anything other than Davy Gravy or just Gravy.
Oh,
it was just my name.
Okay, you are now officially Davy Gravy.
I mean, wow. I was. It was just like, it wasn't even like a nickname. It was just my name. Just like, oh, hey, Gravy.
You have a hard time keeping Dave Murray and Dave Glover separate. So now I know.
Yeah,
one's Dave. Well, the one's gravy.
One's gravy.
Dave, did you hear the historical conspiracy theory that it's not 2019; it's 1722?
Great.
Exactly, Dave.
I didn't expect that response.
Just a like beaten
finally
down.
Finally figured it out.
That's just great.
Oh, great.
Another ridiculous.
1722.
Yeah, we're not just 3 years off, Dave. We're off by 300.
Yeah, basically, they say that from 800 to 1300, we're just dumbasses, and we just didn't keep track of anything.
Is there a little too much time some people have on their hands?
Yes.
Well, now that it's only 1722, we got nothing but time.
Right. Man, that means Y2K is still coming up.
Yeah.
Dang it.
We got to figure that out.
Let me tell you something. I would love it. It makes no difference in my life, but if suddenly, like, Trump goes on the air, he's like, look, I know this is crazy, but from now on it's 1722, I'm like 30% happier in my life.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Were you a Y2K-er?
No. My only thing about that that is the least bit interesting to me in 1999, I've never been more broke. And this is when...
You were like, this will be a new start for me.
Well, this is when, like, the first time I ever went to Jamaica...
Were really hoping the computers all...
Oh my God. Yes.
You erase all my debt.
A lot of problems.
So get this. I've never, ever been anywhere, and the trip was like $800. I had $809, so I went. So I literally... Grown man, have $9 in my name. Mm-hmm. So we're with a bunch of other couples, and this one guy, Dave, was we're just getting to know him, and we're drinking, we're in Jamaica, and we're in the pool, and he's like, Y2K, what are you thinking? I'm like, I'll tell you this, brother. I put all of my money in gold. And he goes, all of it? I'm like, all of it. And then later that night, I heard him talking to his wife. He's like, Glover put all his money in gold. Like, I affected him. I had $9. The only thing that could happen to Y2K would be to help me.
Oh, but no,
Tony, you're absolutely right. Like, when they're saying, like, the whole system could melt down. Your credit score could be gone. I'm like, please, Jesus.
All right, guys, we lost everything. So just tell us to the best of your recollection.
Right. What did you have?
What did you have in the bank?
Yeah.
What did you have?
Millions in gold.
Let's see.
I got $9 in gold. What can I get?
The world's tiniest doubloon. $9.
I know. I've heard that story is great.
Were you in Jamaica looking for pirate's treasure?
Now that you mention it.
And you know
was
what?
Was it all inclusive?
Yes. Oh, you kidding me?
It had to be.
Oh, yeah.
I was stuffing chicken in my pants.
Right.
Trying to take it home.
Like you do.
Like you do.
Mm-hmm. But here's what's weird. Like, I was like 32, 33. I was grown.
Yeah.
I was less stressed then than I am now.
Mm-hmm. What are you so stressed about now? The world?
Know. Well, when you Everything. Can't, when you have nothing to lose, problem. It's just kind of a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a freedom
you
to
don't
it.
Want to go back to that.
Yeah.
So that's a worry that you have now.
Yes.
But then it's like, well, it can't get any worse than this. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember every time the phone rang, it was a bill collector.
Oh.
Ugh.
God.
Terrible.
Tell you what I'm stressed about right now, these squall lines.
Just one. It's just one squall line.
Well,
suck it up.
Done.
Not nice two work. Squall lines. It's nice one work. Squall line.
That's what I meant.
When does it get here?
A segue.
Yeah.
It okay, here's what's going on right now. Tornado watch in effect till 10 o'clock tonight. It's going to blow in, blow out very quickly. As you mentioned, the Cardinals game has been canceled.
Did you
it's
postpone that because of the weather or because of the Blues?
I thought that too,
no,
Tony.
Because of the weather.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want all those people down there. And an outside stadium. You just don't.
Yeah.
So that's it's a day-night doubleheader tomorrow.
Yep.
Kansas City. Because mm-hmm. they're only here once. So you got to get it in.
That'd
be storms
cool.
right now. The squall line is approaching Columbia. It's over Jefferson City right now. It's approaching Owensville. Should be in Owensville in about 30 minutes or so. It's approaching Rolla, which is under a tornado warning. Rolla in the next 10 minutes. Cuba and Steelville. In the next 30 minutes. So it's still out to our west. And you look at the sky around St. Louis and you go, it doesn't look like anything. It shouldn't look like anything because that's what a squall line does. Squall line goes, oh, look, that's the squall line. You're going to see it and you're going to go, that's the squall line they're talking about. The real bad weather is right on the edge, the leading edge of the squall line. It's going to last about 15 to 20 minutes in any particular neighborhood. Should come sweeping across St. Louis, and don't be concerned that temperatures are in the 60s and the dew points are fairly low. This is bringing its own dynamics with it. It's going so fast, it won't have an effect. Our cooler temperatures will not have any effect. Just to give you an idea, it's 71 degrees in Columbia right now, not that much difference, and they're getting pounded. The stuff in Metro St. Louis should be here. It could be here as early as 6 o'clock this evening, but the 6 to 8 o'clock window looks great for Metro St. Louis, and then it motors off to the east. There will be probably an hour, hour and a half of a moderate rain in behind the line itself. But with the line, real heavy rain, 1 to 3 inches in the matter of about 20 minutes, so that will lead to flash flooding on the small streams and creeks. It will also lead to ponding on the highways, intense. dangerous lightning, real vivid lightning with this thing. It's going to be quite amazing. High winds, 60 to 80 mile per hour, and straight line winds right with the squall, right at the beginning. And right along the squall line, there are these little spin-up tornadoes happening, and that's why Rolla and just to the east of Fort Leonard Wood under a tornado warning right now. And there will be some power outages around. So just kind of keep that in mind. It's all gone this evening. By midnight, the skies are clear. The moon is out. It will stay windy all night long. And tomorrow is looking like a sunny day, windy, and temperatures in the upper 80s. It's fast, 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 fast.
So, question. Sure. So, the squall line has been coming for hundreds of miles. It'll hit us. It'll go for hundreds of miles more. In general, what breaks up a thunderstorm? Why does it stop being a thunderstorm?
The squall line itself will tend to just fall apart. It outruns its energy. This is associated with a warm front, so it jumps out way ahead of where the dynamics are, and then it just kind of falls apart. Also, the setting sun will have an impact on it, and so there are other impacts with it. And then there'll be a major cooling effect with the heavy rain, and that will tend to kill things too.
I have another question. This may be above
David?
May be above your pay grade. Do we have all the H2O we're ever going to have on this planet, or is more H2O manufactured by some chemical process?
You make a case that what we have is what we have. It goes through the water cycle.
I watched a show the other day that was a big, like, hey, we're using up all of our fresh water. Stop it. And I'm not very like that, you know, and it scared me. Like, holy crap. We really are going to run out of fresh water.
Well, I think we are, you know, as people, we're using an awful lot of water and probably more than we should. And the groundwater is running out in a lot of places. It needs to be recharged by heavier rains, by a change in the weather pattern. So we are using a tremendous amount of water.
Well, if we melt the glaciers, then all the fresh water just comes down.
Problem
and solves
solved.
The problem.
There you go.
Yeah, Dave.
There you go.
Okay, here's another one. Let's say that the scientists are right about global warming. Is there anything good about it? Like, okay, I get it. It's, you know, melting polar ice caps and such. But, and this is pure ignorance, so don't crush me. But some of the most fertile times and successful times in human history have been during warm-ups. Wouldn't there be something good about it?
Yes, there'd be a change in the rainfall patterns across the area. It would tend to be a little cloudier than what you would want, but rainfall patterns should go up. There'd be a shifting of really dry areas that might become wet and really wet areas that would become dry. There's so many moving pieces in this puzzle. It's just not one piece that everybody tends to talk about. So many moving pieces in this that it's hard to get a handle on.
We're learning a lot here.
Yeah, we are.
Any of you idiots got any questions? Am I the only intellectual here?
You took all my questions.
Good thing Wiggins asked about that squall line.
Ooh, yeah.
That's right.
I have a question about the squall line and the game time. Okay. Should it alter game time plans or game time party plans? Or
you mean for the Blues game?
Yep. Like just hunker down through it or change your plans?
Again, it's 15 to 20 minutes as far as the worst is concerned. And it blows by. It blows by very, very quickly. I would think most of it could be through St. Louis before that game starts.
Oh, I thought it was coming after the game started. Okay, sorry.
Well, you
so
just said
you know,
6 to 8.
Kind of keep, 6 to 8. What time does the game start?
7.
7.
Will you just admit that game 6 had a little bit to do with postponing the Cardinals tonight?
Not that I am aware of, anyway.
Tony.
I think it's a good move.
I just do the weather. I just do the weather for the Cardinals. I can't make all those other decisions.
With my weird kind of OCD where I want to throw my keys in a lake, if I had Dave Murray's power, I would be so screwed up every day wanting to just lie.
Overthink it.
But then you lose your power.
Power goes away.
Yeah, you throw your keys, you're screwed too. But I would just want to like royally dick my career by being like, there's a hurricane. Yeah. And then have the Cardinals go like, dude, it was 70 and sunny. I'm like,
sorry.
I missed it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DGS. Apropos of nothing. Am I the only one? I'm sure that the United States of America has weaponry and technology that they're not telling Dave Glover about. But am I the only one that is surprised that we haven't just come out with like a killer robot or some sort of a death ray and just said, hey, world, meet death ray. Everyone shut the F up. I mean, the fact that we're still talking about, oh, we're sending an aircraft carrier to the Mediterranean and 150,000 troops may hit the ground, that seems so old school to me that we've had so long with all the MIT nerds with trillions of dollars. I'm just shocked and hope that we've got something that it just ends it. There's no need for another soldier ever.
Aren't the nukes that?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But I'm hoping that even nukes are just dumb. Like,
nukes are
you
big
kidding
too.
Me? Like, nukes, shut up. We've got this.
Well, do you think that we have something like that, but there's no point in trotting it out unless the circumstances are dire enough? Because it's kind of like when someone just comes at you super aggressive right off the bat. You're like, what are we doing? What's going on? Stop. We have all these other methods of settling things first before you present to me your death ray.
But you show them the death ray so nobody does anything.
Yeah.
You use the death ray as a deterrent.
But what if they have a better death ray?
I'm surprised we have to bomb anything.
I think they
don't. We just
it.
Have a satellite that can be like, wow, that building looks like it's probably full of terrorists. Let's just laser gun it from space.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what Dave's saying.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if, that's a good question.
Like, even when they come out with the newest, craziest jet fighter, I just feel like by this time those should only be for like faking people out.
Yeah,
like hey, all we got are cool jet fighters.
I think we're resting on the nukes.
I think we
can blow up literally the entire world with everything that we got already. I think it's like, what else do you need?
Mutually assured destruction.
Maybe we need something that's more targeted, right?
No, I agree, but you know? I'm just saying, I think that they have the ultimate weapon already.
So why go for
and
smaller?
And I think, like I've said this before, that Trump is such a child in some ways that you can tell he wants to tell it.
Right.
You know, the fire and fury thing, and Iran's going to be officially over. Like, you can tell he just wants to go, we have a death ray! Everyone shut up!
Yeah. I mean, if they can read my driver's license from a satellite, you'd think they'd be able to shoot it from a satellite.
Shoot it out of your hand?
Yeah.
Like, bam.
Yeah. I'm reading my driver's license. They're reading it from a satellite, and then they just shoot it out of my hand.
And, of course, the big fear is that everyone else is working for this, too.
Yeah.
And so if Russia or China or whoever comes up with the invisibility cloak, mm-hmm. and then they're like, oh, man.
I just wouldn't be surprised if we had it, and then there's just no point in bringing it up.
No, I agree with you.
It's like what's the phrase? Money talks, wealth whispers. If you've got it going on, you don't need to tell people about it. Don't need to put it in their face.
No, I completely agree with you. I'm just saying, I hope that's true.
Yeah.
Is it possible that we have such cool stuff and really no need for it because the way the world works is just not through typical warfare anymore, that we don't even, doesn't even matter?
And maybe the people who are still brandishing swords like Iran and places like that just don't, they didn't get the memo. They're just so far behind us. They're still thinking in terms of bombs and planes and guns and, yeah.
Trump really does have one thing figured out. Economic warfare is really where it's at now.
Yeah.
And
boy,
cyber warfare. Yeah. Cyber and economic. That's where the battlefronts are.
Okay.
All right.
So we solved that.
Really solving problems today. We should leave a few for like Mark Cox in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got rid of Better Together just for him.
I have another question.
Mm.
So, Ryan, your wife is a teacher, okay? I have always said that teachers and cops and firefighters should be better paid than most people. But we've had teachers forever. And it just seems that lately the narrative has been, I'm a teacher, I can't live. I cannot support myself. I'm just wondering why this is seems to be new.
That's probably new because people complain about anything they can find anymore. But it's true. Teachers make less than probably the average profession and maybe even what they would deserve. But my wife teaches at a private school. We made that decision. She's going to make less than in a public school. And we're okay. You know, it's part of it is what kind of lifestyle are you living and what are you expecting to get out of your job and out of the money that you're making? And I could see how maybe if you're a single person and you have a family, that maybe that one income being a teacher would not be enough. But for us, we don't have any issues with it. I think it's a complaining issue. It's always been an issue that teachers are probably a little underpaid for what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's becoming a bigger thing now, it's because we're focusing on more things now. Solve that one.
Yep.
There's not even anything to say after, Wiggins.
There you go. Just get over it.
No, I've always known and I've always said and meant it that teachers should be paid more.
Mm-hmm.
However, it seems like just in the past few years and really just in the past year that it's become this narrative of I can't live. I can't live on what you're paying me.
I think some of that has to do with student debt. Like I had a house that was under contract by a teacher, a single teacher, and she had so much debt load that she could not afford to buy this smaller house. So I wonder how much of it is affected by these kids graduating with huge amounts of college debt.
I think it's that. And then also remember the bank story we talked about last week before about, it was Goldman Sachs or US Bank or something tweeted out all these ways you could save money,
yeah,
all these ways you're spending money on unnecessary things. And people freaked out and were like, you're finance shaming me. Don't tell me I can't buy a cup of coffee. But the thing is, you don't have to do that. So I think now more than ever, kind of like what Ryan was saying, we spend money on frivolous things more than ever. And we don't take that into our budget account at all. We think that's just free money. That means nothing. And then when you're left with nothing, oh, I can't live. Well, you could save on other ways. You've chosen this profession that historically has not made that much money.
That's true.
You should know how to budget it.
Yeah, if you're going to become a teacher, you kind of know what comes with
right,
the territory.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.